Back to your calls. Teaneck, New Jersey, good morning.
Hello?
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hi. I was in the Three World Financial Center, which is directly across the West Side Highway from the first World Trade Center tower that was hit. And I was getting a cup of coffee, actually, in the pantry area on the 10th floor, and people started running by and screaming, saying a plane had hit something. It wasn't clear what building, whether it was our building or not. And then it became clear it was the World Trade Center, which was maybe 100, 200 yards away. It's connected by that walking bridge you see in many of the pictures. And we actually, they actually didn't evacuate our building immediately, although most people just left voluntarily. And we were at the windows sort of watching the building on fire for a while, and it didn't really seem that bad. People didn't realize it was such a large airplane. People thought it was one of these small planes that that buzz around the Statue of Liberty or something like that. And then we were actually in watching the news, and people started screaming again from the offices, and we ran out, and then we saw the debris flying from when the second tower was hit, but which was obstructed from view a bit by the first tower. But it's the building you just had there in your picture with this, with the squat pyramid on top on the right. That actually is my building there on the right. Right there, the building popped up with the pyramid. That's actually my building right there on the 10th floor. And they didn't finally start evacuating until about 9:30, and I left and walked due west where the water is. That's the World Financial Center complex, and got on a ferry, and we're in the Hudson River looking at the fire, and it just never really entered anybody's mind that the buildings would fall as a result of this. I mean, we all knew that, unfortunately, and my sympathies go out to the many affected families, that a lot of people would be hurt and there would be a lot of fatalities, but it entered no one's mind that the whole buildings would collapse as a result of this. And we're on the ferry on top of the boat talking about this and how many people we thought may have got killed, and we heard about the airliners, and then all of a sudden there's this big plume of smoke as the first building collapses, which is the second one hit, and everybody was shocked and people started screaming and crying. And you know, at that point you realize that this was going to be a, you know, a tragedy without comparison in U.S. history.
Alexandria, Virginia, good morning. Thanks for calling C-SPAN.
Good morning.